Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my weekly catch up with you good humans to talk about the legends in the 1% good club over on Instagram, giving 1% of their day to their mental health. The Good Human Factory and Good Humans podcast is all about making people's mental health a little bit better through more information, through more education, and hopefully through more action. And one of the best things you can do if you want to action some good mental health habits is join the 1% Good Club. So over on Instagram, every single morning I send a guided 10-minute meditation. Every night I write 3 things I'm grateful for. I send it to the groups. This has been going on for 960 days, almost 3 years now, and it's just incredible to watch the communities that have been built. There's 9 different group chats. You'll be automatically added into one of them at random. If you just send us a direct message on Instagram saying, I want to join the club, you'll be added in. It's free. It always will be. You get 30% off all the Good Human Factory merch, and yeah, it's just a really positive, happy community to be a part of and a really good way to take some care of your mental health. So go join that club if you haven't already. And if you have joined, thanks so much. Tell a friend. Let's get this club growing. Okay, it is Brain Awareness Month this month. So I'm going to give you a quick brain fact before I get into a quick read about Drink a Rep, our sponsor. So a brain fact. The human brain contains approximately 100 billion neurons. This is about the same amount of numbers of stars in the Milky Way galaxy. These neurons are connected by trillions of connections or synapses. Experts call this a neuron forest. Information runs between these neurons in your brain for everything we see, think, or do. These neurons move information at different speeds. The fastest for information to pass between neurons is about 250 miles per hour. That being said, neurons only make up about 10% of the brain. Well, there's a fun little brain fact, and if you want to take better care of your brain because there's so much going on up there, then I suggest you go check out Drink a Repper. So Drink a Repper is a neuroscience drink developed by neuroscientists, people who study the brain, to hopefully make your brain work better. If you head over to their website, drinkarepper.com, you can read about their clinical studies they've been doing. This stuff is just incredible. I love it. All natural ingredients. It's a New Zealand neuroberry. So a black currant berry from over in New Zealand. Tastes absolutely delicious. And it's good for your brain. So if you head over to their website, drinkarepper.com, use the code GOODHUMAN, you can get a big 25% off all their products. But most importantly, you can learn about the science, and being Brain Awareness Month, maybe this is the time that you go try it out. You can head into Coles or Woolies, look in the cold section for the little glass purple bottles with a big A on it, and you're going to love it. There's a performance drink, there's a light and sparkling one, which I absolutely love. It's like a fizzy drink that is absolutely delicious, but also healthy. And they also have capsules and powders if you're not into drinking the drink form. So go check it out. Would love to know what you think. Okay, the 1% Club. This thing is just growing and making me happy every single week. It's so cool to see people just giving 1% of their day to their mental health. It seems like something we should all be able to do, but we need that accountability. So go join if you haven't already. But as I do each week, I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes from the legends in the 1% Good Club. And then I'm also going to read out their answer to this week's question. And this week's question was, what is something that you want to get lessons in and why? So if you want to get lessons in painting and singing and dancing and anything, and there's some really cool answers to this, so I'm excited to share some, and I'm going to share some of my own too. So first we have from group number 4, Sky. Grateful for learning so many new skills through my Pilates course this weekend that I can implement in my life and use to help others. A chill recovery run with Dad, enjoying the gorgeous evening scenes of Manly. And number 3, a sleep-in, the longest sleep-in I've had in a very long time. And things that I want to learn or study. Number 1, nutrition, because I find it so fascinating and I would love to know even more the ins and outs of how to fuel my body and help with optimum performance and longevity. Another one I want to learn is French, because I think it would be so cool to be able to speak fluently in French, and particularly as I have some friends that are from France, and I would also love to learn and get lessons in surf ski paddling because it looks so much fun and something I want to try. Oh, Sky, I absolutely agree with you on the nutrition and the French and the surf ski paddling, to be honest. They're all things I'd love to get lessons in. Language is something that I will talk a bit more about when I share my lesson, but it is something that I think we should all want to do. It's so cool to be able to communicate with people overseas and communicate with people from different cultures and understand their language. And then also, yeah, learning about nutrition, so, so important. So love that. Thanks for sending it in, Sky. Next, we have from group number two, we have Xavier Bailey. Number one, an awesome hike slash trail run. Number two, being in nature. And number three, my nephew telling me he's been fishing and will cook me some tomorrow. Oh, what great gratitude, Xavier. And the bonus question, there's so many things that I want to learn that I find this question a hard one to answer. I used to skateboard and would absolutely love to learn this again. I'm almost 46 and my balance isn't what it used to be. However, I'm up for the adventure. One big reason I'd love to learn this is due to a comment made to me by my counselor. She spoke about the love I had for skating and surfing in my younger years and related it to the movement of being in the mother's womb. She went on to talk about the same sense of comfort and nurturing that comes from that. I feel that I can learn to skateboard. This will help me immensely with my mental health as well. Of course, with my physical health, and heck, man, it's fun as. Oh, Xavier, what an epic answer to that. Skateboarding's something that, oh, I'm a bit scared of, to be honest. I get too injured when I skate, but it's fun to roll around and just get around on wheels. It's just so much fun. So good on you wanting to get back into skating. 46, would love to see it. Let us know how it goes. Can't wait to read your gratitudes when you get back into your skating. Okay, next we have from group number one, Jane Edgelow. Grateful for my parents being able to support me when I need help in tough rental crisis times. Number two, spending times with a friend this morning who I haven't seen in a few weeks. Number three, slow day at home unwinding after a busy week. And I would love to learn sign language. I've noticed lately that little kids are being taught in daycare slash schools. My two-year-old nephew is learning it, so I'd really love to get on board and learn it too. Oh, Jane, I am so in agreement with you. So, sign language, Auslan, would be so cool to learn. I feel like it's something that obviously you'd be able to communicate globally with, but most importantly, be able to communicate with people who can't speak and can't hear. I think it would be so nice to be able to share a conversation with somebody who doesn't have the ability to hear, and I just think Auslan's the way to do that. So good on you for sending that one through, Jane. I love it. And the last one I have from Emma. Grateful for seeing my parents, auntie and uncle. Number two, my partner being understanding of my uni study requirements. And number three, finding and buying one of the limited edition orange Yeti drink bottles in the size I wanted. And Sunday question, I feel like a pottery class would be cool to do with the wheel and then having it glazed and painted, meaning there is something around the house that I can say I made that about. Oh, Emma, I have the same sort of inkling to go and do pottery. I used to live just down the road in Kingscliff from a pottery and wine sort of dinner thing, which looked like so much fun watching people do pottery and have a wine and enjoy their evening. It's something I didn't do, but it's something that I've really wanted to do. So I'm with you on the pottery classes. I want to do that too. Okay, what do I want to do? What little things do I think I want to get lessons in? I think the main one and the one that is so important to me that I really need to do is get lessons to speak Portuguese. My beautiful partner, Carol, is Brazilian and half Portuguese and speaks Portuguese, obviously her native tongue. And she always talks to me about the fact that as much as we are obviously super connected and communicate absolutely perfectly, she said it's almost like speaking in English is almost a different character for her. Obviously, it's absolutely her, but she says to her, it feels like she can't express herself in the exact same way as in her own language. So for me, learning Portuguese is so important to be able to connect on that level with my beautiful partner in her own language would be so cool. And there's a few ways that I want to do it. I signed up to Duolingo, which is a app that you can learn languages, and I did like a few weeks of it and just fell off. So this episode is me pledging that I am going to get a bit more back into my Duolingo to learn how to speak Portuguese because I want to be able to communicate better with my partner and I think that's very important. So that's something I want to do lessons in. Another thing I want to do lessons in is dancing. I told Harry Garside back on episode 50, I believe it was, or 51 of Good Humans podcast that I'd do ballet lessons because he did lessons and loved it and had a great time. I haven't done it yet. It's on my list. I want to learn how to dance better. So there you go. There's another lesson that I want to try and do. Okay, this Friday's episode is a really interesting one. I just recorded this episode actually with a legend over in Bali. His name's Jack Ahern, and now he runs an incredible mental health organization over in Bali, one of the biggest ones they have over there. He also raises money for people when they're struggling, like back in COVID times, he raised over... he raised money for people to create meals for those who are struggling to eat, and made raised enough money for over 200,000 meals for people in need in Indonesia. He has a really interesting story, though. He's also an ultra endurance runner. He's been doing some massive races over in Bali, and has a really cool story. But the podcast actually is really more so about his challenges he's faced in his life. So Jack, between the ages of 14 and 18, was addicted to ice, methamphetamine. And yeah, had just a fascinating story, and it's a really slippery slope addiction. And I really learned a lot to drop a lot of judgment hearing Jack's story, that yeah, he just found himself in a really precarious position hanging out with a mate's older dad or something who was in his 50s, and then started doing ice and loved it and got drawn into that scene and was doing it through school, and had police come to his house and people threaten him with who he owed bills to. Just a fascinating story. But then he went to rehab over in Bali because it was too expensive here in Australia for his family to help him. He went to Bali, spent 6 months in rehab, completely turned his life around when he was 18. He then studied a whole bunch of different things in rehab, mental health, addiction. He's now running one of the mental health clinics over there, the rehab facilities that he was in himself 8 years ago. And now, yeah, has a mental health organization and has so many cool things and stories that you guys are going to find really fascinating. So listen to this crazy little excerpt and I'll be back in a second.
I had about $10,000 drug debt that was put on top of me that I was responsible to pay, which then caused some people to come to my parents' home, smash my parents' cars. They totaled my mother's car. They scared the living life out of my sister. It's lucky that I wasn't there that day because they would have broken into the house and severely harmed me. Which then took my dad actually paying off the drug debt a few weeks later. Like, I had to get my dad, he's the nicest guy in the world, drive me to this house to drop off an envelope full of cash to pay off the drug debt so that I didn't get harmed or they didn't get harmed. This is like I'm 17 trying to deal with this.
So that was Jack Ahern. He's going to be in your ears coming on Friday morning, so do not miss that one out. If you haven't seen, last week I put out a few bonus episodes. So on Sunday came out Brett Vitiello, who was a star on Married at First Sight, but he also has a new company called Moss X Daily, where he's bringing sea moss to the world, which is a superfood, and I really loved learning all about it. Last Friday we had Vanessa on the podcast, who is a ultra endurance runner. She's also my running coach. She went from being an accountant to a running coach. Really fascinating story if you want to hear that one. Also go back and check out my Monday episode, because I spoke all about sleep and nutrition. Bunch of really fun training coming up for 100 days to 100Ks. I can't thank you all enough for continuing to support myself and this podcast. If you want to do me a real big favor, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, check out some of our merch, get in it, share it around your community. It really helps this podcast and The Good Human Factory grow, spread our message further, and hopefully help more people with their mental health. Use the code podcast over on thegoodhumanfactory.com for a discount. If you guys have got any questions about the podcast, if you want to learn about sponsorship, if you want to learn about getting involved, sharing your story, or if you want to share a topic or some questions I should ask on the Wednesday episodes like today, just send me a DM on Instagram at Cooper Chapman. I make sure I get back to everyone, and yeah, would love to connect with all of you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care. See you on Friday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.